You are actually like an avatar or an incarnation. That is what is described here. So he is one of the empowered incarnations, Narad Muni. And because of this three, you are Veda Samasta Guhyam. You know all secrets. All the secrets are known to you. Okay, all the secrets include, you know the secret of why I am suffering. What is the cause of my dissatisfaction? You are the best person who can help me. So in the next verse, he now says that you have descended to help this world, but please, you help me also. I need your help. Tvam paryatan arka iva trilokim antas charo vayurivatma sakshi paravare brahmani dharmato vratai Natasya menyo namalam vichakshva.
Like the sun, your goodness can travel everywhere in the three worlds. Like the air, you can penetrate the internal vision of everyone. As such, you are as good as all pervasive super souls. Please therefore find out the deficiency in me, despite my being absorbed in transcendence, under
okay, so now two points are mentioned here that, O Narada Muni, you know and see everything like the air and the sun. Air and the sun have something in common. What is that? They are all pervasive. They are pervasive. So therefore, Narada Muni can very easily detect and understand what is wrong. And secondly, as far as I am concerned, my problem is really deep because as far as my accomplishment is concerned, snatasya me nyunam alam. So alam is sufficient. I am well versed in scripture. I have been absorbed in scripture. But nyunam, there is still some deficiency. I have done a lot. I have served a lot, but still there is something lacking. I have not left anything unturned in terms of my accomplishments. Okay, so I can, my greatest problem is that I have accomplished everything as per the instructions of you. You told me to write all the scriptures. I have done all the services properly, perfectly. But although I perfectly served, still I am dissatisfied. Why is this? Because you could not have accomplished, you know, this kind of transcendental knowledge without some Shakti. So therefore, this shows that many elements are involved in actually creating a deep sense of satisfaction in Krishna consciousness. So if we simply absorb ourselves in doing activities one after another and feel that only performing these activities are sufficient, so this particular section is revealing that no, that is not sufficient. Even if one element is not done properly, one will not experience the result. And number two, what is the lacking factor may not be revealed even to the practitioner, even though he may be very experienced and expert. So experience and expertise is not sufficient to actually analyze and reveal one's cause of dissatisfaction, one's mistake. So here Vyasadeva was highly experienced. He was highly expert. Still, he needed help. So there are people waiting to help. But this is where a devotee has to actually display humility to ask for that help. So unless one asks for that help, one begs for that help, it doesn't come easily. Especially to the extent one becomes more and more experienced and more expert, lesser and lesser people are available to help. Because you become the helper to most people. So therefore, who will help the helper? So therefore, one always needs to remain aware that at any stage in Krishna consciousness, I should be connected to at least someone whom I can call 100, you know, or 101, police or fire brigade, to help. The helpline should be on. That's what makes devotional service click. Okay. So now, Sri Narada Uvacha, Bhavatanudita Prayam Yasho Bhagavato Malam Yena Vasopna Tushyeta Manyeta Darshanam Kilam. So, Narada Muni is telling, Anudita Prayam, you have not described glories of Krishna sufficiently. So Vyasadeva is responding, hey, but I have written so many scriptures. I have written Vishnu Purana, in which glories of Krishna is there. I have written Mahabharat, in which so many pastimes where Krishna is described as supreme comes. So Narada Muni replies, Tad manye darshanam khilam. I consider this to be inferior. What you have written is not high class. It is insufficient and deficient. And what is the proof? That after writing this, compiling this, you are still dissatisfied. If you are still dissatisfied as an author, how will your reader be satisfied? So many times devotees ask, okay, I have studied Bhagavatam, can I read Vishnu Puran and Padma Puran and Skanda Puran and Matsya Puran? But why you want to read? Are many interesting stories are there. And Skanda Puran is having 4 to 5 lakh verses. It is so huge, you will spend your whole life reading it. And in India, many pandits, if they are asked which verse, this verse is coming from which Puran, they will say, Skanda Puran. Which chapter? You search. It is so huge. So do we have time now? Even Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, we don't have time to complete and study properly. Who has time for those 18 Puranas? By the time we, you know, start reading and coming to a conclusion, we will become Puran. So therefore, directly essence is there, Bhagavatam. So therefore, he doesn't agree with this. So then in the next verse he says, Yadha dharmada yaschartha munivaryanu kirtita na tada vasudevasya mahimahi anuvarnita. But he says, but Vyasadeva is objecting, but I have described the pastimes. I have described the pastimes in Vishnu Puran and many other scriptures. In the Padma Puran also there are sections. So Narada is saying, you have not described Mahima. So therefore, na tatha Vasudevasya Mahima. You have, if you compare the number of other topics which you have described and Vasudeva Mahima on another side, then Vasudeva Mahima has not been given prominence in the other works. That is the defect. It is no doubt, mention is there. Vasudev Mahima is touched upon, but it is not elaborated upon and repeated upon. So therefore, that is a deficiency. Okay, so therefore he says that yatha dharmadayas cha artha, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, ityadi, that has been described too much, and Vasudev Mahima has been described very insignificantly. That is the defect. Muni Varya Anukirtitah, repeatedly, you have repeatedly glorified dharma artha kama moksha, dharma artha kama moksha, whereas you should have described Vasudeva Mahima repeatedly. So therefore he says Anuvarnita Anukirtitah. So Vyasdeva says, I have described bhakti to be higher than liberation. Definitely in some Puranas I have described how bhakti is greater than even moksha or mukti. Okay, so Narad Muni is saying, but you have not done repeatedly anuvarnita. So therefore, it is described that in the Vedanta Sutra, ananda mayohi abhyasat. One of the purports given is that only when the Supreme Lord's glories are repeated, abhyasat. Abhyas means practice. By repetition, only then one will experience anandamaya. So therefore, repetition is considered very important. Repetition is considered one of the most important elements, and that repetition is called Sankirtan. Bhattacharya kohe ei madhura vachan chaitanya srishti ei prema sankirtan. Kalikale dharma krishna nama sankirtan seto sumedha ar kalihatajan. So this is the Sankirtan which has been brought by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Repetition, glorification of Krishna. So to the extent one glorifies Krishna repeatedly, to that extent one will be satisfied. And in our sampradaya, all our acharyas have demonstrated the power of glorification of Krishna. Right? Can you increase the volume a little bit? Like Saraswati Thakur, in the period of 1900 to 1910, he sat down and he was chanting 192 rounds every day for a period of 10 years. Then he established Gaudiya Math. So the foundation for any of our devotional activities has to be the transcendental sound vibration. So any devotee who engages in devotional service within ISKCON but does not give sufficient importance to his relationship with Krishna in the form of transcendental sound will not experience the full benefit of the process. There will be a lacune, there will be a dissatisfaction. One will experience, just like Vyasdev, something missing. And therefore, the purpose of this Vidyapeet is to give you a culture of connecting with transcendental sound in the form of Bhagavatam right at the beginning. Because no doubt in future your responsibilities will grow and you will have various kinds of other duties which may not give you sufficient time to connect with the Bhagavatam. But once the culture is there, you know what to do and you know how to do it. You may only not know when to do it because you may be so busy. but the culture is important. Because if the culture is not there, people don't even know what to do and how to do. So therefore, this is a very important point. So therefore, this point is being emphasized about Kirtan. If you see Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya, no doubt he was involved in establishing, you know, I think it needs a battery. Definitely Prabhupada had all kinds of legal and you know, financial considerations for establishing ISKCON. He was the one spearheading the fight against Mr. N. He was the one. Bhaktivedanta Swami or Abhay Babu, as he was known, he was successful because he was a good businessman. There used to be some comments like that. But you could not establish society like this worldwide just being a businessman. So no doubt during the day Prabhupada was very aggressive in striking deals. He would not let loose even like 1 inch. When it came to finances, he was very, very sharp and strong. Right? Somebody told Prabhupada, they have shown this photo of this sadhu and there were a whole pile of 100 rupee notes in front of this sadhu. And this sadhu is like having his hands like this, saying that I can't touch it. And Prabhupada said, you take another photo of mine with my hands like this. So there are so many stories of, like, the mayor of Mumbai came to Prabhupada's room and Prabhupada had $100 bills in front of him. And he was counting. The money had just come from America. And Prabhupada was counting the money. And this mayor was totally bewildered. And Prabhupada spoke Bhagavad Gita 2nd chapter as he was counting. Okay, so many people would feel to establish ISKCON, he required a lot of legal and financial expertise and used all of his administration skills. But what was he doing from 12 at night to 5 in the morning? He was in full touch with Srimad Bhagavatam. All night, he was just translating Bhagavatam. Right? Giriraj Swami says that they approached one of the big wealthy people in Mumbai after Prabhupada's departure and said, we want you to be part of our committee, Radha Rasbihari committee, to help run this, you know, Radha Rasbihari temple. So he said, you are approaching me for help? Arey, your founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, he stayed at my house for 1 month. For 1 month, in front of his table, there was not a single paper and pen. And day and night he was talking to people about Gita and Bhagavatam. And he was running a worldwide society. He was directing people all over the world what to do, without having a phone, paper and pen. I have not seen anyone run a worldwide organization like this. Simply by speaking about Krishna, he is running it. So therefore, I don't think you guys need my help. Your founder Acharya has taught you more than what I can teach. So therefore, Harvard MBAs cannot run ISKCON. ISKCON can only be run by ISKCON. Because the laws are totally different. You cannot use your outside laws for running this place. So the foundation is sound vibration, strong sadhana. Without that strong sadhana, nothing can move forward. So therefore here, at the end of the day, after having all, you know, and it was not that Vyasadeva was cheating on his service. He was sitting in a place where you could not cheat, Badrikashram. You know, there is nothing, nowhere to hide there. Everywhere is austere there. It is so cold. But he performed all that service, but he missed out one thing, and Narad Muni is pointing that out. So now in the next verse it says, Nayadvachas Chitrapadam Hareryasho Jagat Pavitram Pragrinita Karhichi Tadvaya Santirtha Mushanti Manasa Nayatra Hamsa Niramantu Shikshaya. Okay, so here, what does dead body refer to? Dead body refers to works without Krishna's glorification. They are like dead body. Who are crows? Crows are those people who feed on lusty topics, topics of selfishness, topics of sense gratification. Crows. Who are swans? Swans are described here as Hamsa Niramanti. Niramanti is Nitaram Ramanti. Nitaram Ramanti means they never enjoy sense gratification. It also means they do not know anyone except Krishna. Swans are people who do not know anyone except Krishna. Okay, and manasa. Manasa basically means here the mental sense of Brahma, such as Kumaras, they proclaim Manasa Ushanti. That means even the great personalities of the past like Kumaras, they proclaim this. They claim this. They glorify this. Like that. So Ushikshaya means, Ushik means pleasant. And Kshaya means lake. So therefore it means a pleasant lake for the swans, Ushikshaya, one meaning. Ushikshaya also means those possessing the abode of the Lord, Ushikshaya. Niramanti Ushikshaya, Hamsa are the ones who possess the abode of the Lord. So that is what Bhagavatam also describes, that Durapahi Alpatapasa Seva Vaikunth Vartmasu Yatropagyate Nityam Deva Devo Janardana. That those who have performed the meager austerities can never achieve and attain Krishna's abode. They can never attain the service to Krishna's devotees. Durapa. He alpa tapasa seva vaikunth vartmasu. Vaikunth vartmasu refers to those who are situated on the path to Vaikuntha. Like that. So, in the next verse, this particular verse basically describes the uselessness of all information which does not carry Krishna's glorification. So you can imagine how many trees are being cut to print so many books, and forget now printed version, how many GBs and TBs of information is filled up, which is filled, the entire internet is just filled with just information without glorification of Krishna. What a huge load on this entire population, right? It is just a place of pilgrimage for the crows. It's a place of pilgrimage for the crows. And so it is very difficult for devotees not to get affected by this, because that pilgrimage is growing more and more powerful, more and more beautiful. The crow's pilgrimage is becoming more and more beautiful, more and more attractive. And unless we really strive our level best to remain absorbed in Bhagavatam, we will also get distracted. So there is an extra, you know, word of caution. As Kali Yuga progresses, the influence of the Hamsas go on decreasing. Unless we strive our level best to take their shelter and take shelter of these literatures. We can see that with the social media coming through, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, what's the focus? The focus is on short messages. So people are getting more and more used to just short messages. So they are losing the capacity to sit through entire passages and books. The attention span is going down. More and more attention deficit disorder is coming through. Saraswati Thakur wanted Brihad Mridanga. ISKCON is still stuck that Brihad Mridanga means printed books. Brihad Mridanga means glorifying Krishna in all avenues where opportunity for glorification is available. So we are far behind in the social media. ISKCON is nowhere in the picture, putting Krishna in the Facebook, in the Twitter, in the internet. And if we are not there, very soon the printed books may become obsolete also. Whereas if you see the Christians, their sites and their way they have expanded, they are right there. So during Prabhupada's time with BBT, we were definitely at cutting edge with respect to putting Krishna Katha in the right medium, with the right standard. BBT books are at par with the world class books, but ISKCON websites and Facebook presence is hardly at par with the best in the world. Right? So it is something to ponder upon, that as the way information flows changes, if we do not also supply that information in that direction, very soon we may find that we are spreading this message amongst a very small class of people, because majority are actually tuned in online. A day will come where in the temple hall the speaker will be alone giving class. Everyone is online. You don't know. We hope not, but it is possible. I had an experience in Italy. I was giving class in Villa Vrindavan in Florence. So in front of one devotee was traveling with me. He was sitting. And one more brahmachari was there. And the temple president was sitting next to me translating in Italian. And these two guys sitting in front of me, they were sleeping. and he was translating. So I asked him, okay, now that half the class is over, these two are out of action, you are only translating, should I continue the class? Who's there to hear? So he says, no, 100 devotees are hearing. There is a whole community near the temple. So they don't come? No, no, they hear online. Do they do jobs? No, no, they are full time. They are full time devotees here online. So then I continued class, he continued translating. Those continued sleeping. So looks like those who are online very more attentive than those who are right there. They were offline. So therefore, with the changing situations, our methodologies may have to change. You know, it is something which is worth thinking about. Nowadays they want YouTube videos, 4-5 minutes, not more than that. Looks like what? Day will come when you can't even have a two-hour movie. Nobody has the... Everyone is actually affected, not just Hare Krishna. Because overall attention span is going down. So sometimes I look at the 12 cantos of Bhagavatam and wonder, is there a market for this? Are people going to be reading the entire text, entire Chaitanya Charitamrita? Do they have the bandwidth to deal with it, patience to deal with it? Right? Why we have created Vidyapeeth? Because even those who join ISKCON, they are not able to get time to study. They tell people, buy these books. The books are great. How do you know? Someone told me. What about you? I'm still figuring it out. So therefore, the next verse is one of the foundational verses for Prabhupada to write the Bhagavatam. It's a very important verse, text 11. Tadvad visargo janata viplavo. Yasmin pratishlokam abadhavad api. Nāmānanantasya yashomukitāniyā śrinavanti gāyanti grinanti sādhava. Okay, so Prabhupada in this purport mentions about the Indo-China war. Right, Prabhupada says, while preparing this commentary on Bhagavatam, we have a crisis. Neighboring friend China has attacked the border of India with a military spirit. We have no business in political field, yet we see previously both China and India lived peacefully. Reason is they lived those days in atmosphere of God consciousness. There was no question of political diplomacy. Right. So therefore, as the age of Kali progresses, the reasons for quarrel increase. So one becomes more and more prone to quarreling. So Prabhupada says there is only one solution, and that is propagating the names of Krishna through Sankirtan. So Prabhupada very firmly writes that Sankirtan, that even in the India and Bangladesh war, Pakistan war over Bangladesh in 1971. And Prabhupada said, devotees did kirtan in Delhi. Because of that kirtan in Delhi, war stopped. So reporters were getting bewildered. What is this? There was such a big war and so many people fought. And that is all there, but The real reason was kirtan. So that kind of faith Prabhupada had, and so Prabhupada writes in this purport that it is the duty of every responsible Indian to broadcast the transcendental message of Bhagavatam throughout the world, to do the supermost good, as well as to bring about desired peace in the world. Because India has failed in her duty by neglecting this responsible work, there is so much quarrel and trouble all over the world. Because India has failed in her duty by neglecting this responsible work, there is so much quarrel and trouble all over the world. Okay. We are confident that if transcendental message of Bhagavatam is received only by the leading men of the world, there will be change of heart and people will follow them. If the change of heart of the leaders only, there will be radical change in the atmosphere of the world. That's what we are trying to do. You know, from the time this Vidyapitam began and continuous glorification of Bhagavatam is going on, things are moving fast. The temple came up fast. Everything just working automatically. So because not just that people are working and trying their best to do things, that's fine. But just by the recitation of Bhagavatam, the whole ether becomes transformed. So I firmly believe that this glorification on a continuous basis of the Srimad Bhagavatam is all powerful. And it has very powerful effects in transforming the ether, in transforming our consciousness, transforming the individual ether, and also transforming the local ether, and transforming the global ether. To the extent it is spread, it will have its influence. And the proof is that some of the most business-minded communities in the world, in India, they are very much addicted to conducting Bhagavad Saptaha. Otherwise, in their personal lives, they are out and out cutthroat business people. They are only concerned with money. But they do invest in Bhagavad Katha. Why? What do you think? They are not people who are going to invest. They are people who think 10 times before they invest. They'll bargain, cut throat, left, right and center for 5 rupees. I just did one katha in December in Puri for 7 days. For 1 week, organized by one gentleman from Kolkata. He has been behind me since last 5 years. Finally, I agreed. He spent 1.25 crores in 1 week in Katha. People always ask me, how much did he give you? he's promised to give, you know, more than 1 crore to ISKCON Calcutta when they build their new temple. But that's a different matter. But I went because Anangon Prabhu requested me. So can you get a better stand or something? This kind of moving all over the place. So, you know, even like someone like Kumar Gaurang Prabhu, who never sits in my class usually. Like he's more a kirtan guy and, you know, class, he has a maximum capacity, how much he can handle. But I was giving class there 4 hours a day, from evening 4 to night 8 o'clock. Continuous. 4 hours per evening for 7 days. And he was sitting there right in front and hearing without even leaving even once. And I asked him, hey, while giving lecture I would just be waiting, now you will get up, now you will get up, now you will go for a stroll. How could you sit there? And he said, itna kharcha kiya usne. Sunna hi padega. You know, so when something is done very ceremonially, people take it seriously. And that's what one of the reasons why people spend in ceremonies, and that's one of the reasons why marriage is conducted so elaborately, in such a grand way, because later it is going to be so miserable. But when people remember that, oh, too much money was spent and lot of big celebration happened and they had music and dance and horse and everything. Let us tolerate a few more days. It prevents the separation instantly. You know, that is one of the reasons why some things are done very elaborately. It creates memories. So therefore, for those who have no faith in Bhagavatam, when they attend such pompously organized, you know, events like Bhagavat Katha, then they feel, oh, you know, probably there must be something in this literature which is worth hearing. Bhagavatam is worth hearing. So this is a very important verse in the, and I think in the introduction Prabhupada quotes this. This text 11, 1.5.11, like that. Okay, so in the next verse, in the 11th verse, so 10th verse is negative side. That even if something is poetic, if devoid of bhakti, it is of no use, it is a place of pilgrimage for crows. 11th verse is the positive element is described, that in case you want to glorify Krishna, then that is the only way. You know, the great swans, they are constantly doing that. Shrinvanti gayanti grananti sadhava. And even if those works are improperly composed, the quality of Krishna Katha is such that it is good. Okay. So therefore, the next verse goes to the principle that not only words, but even works, activities, if they are devoid of Krishna consciousness and glorification of Krishna, they are useless. That is verse number 12. Naishkaramyam apyachyuta bhava varjitam. Nashobhate jnanamalam niranjanam. Kuta punashashvada bhadramishvare. Nacharpitam karma yadapyakaranam. Okay, so basically now beyond words, even other activities which are devoid of bhakti are considered useless. Okay, sakam karma, nishkam karma, jnana. So basically Narad Muni is sweeping the entire range of things which could be done. So Narad Muni is basically in this chapter taking a broom, jhadu, and he's just taking everything and putting it one corner called kachara and saying useless, everything useless, is doing that. So therefore, if it is without devotional service, achyuta bhava varjitam, then jnanam alam niranjanam. Jnana is also useless. Kuta puna shashvat abhadrameshwarena charpitam karma. Karma is useless, jnana is useless. So Bhagavatam says, Shukadeva Goswami says, tapasvino jnanapara yashasvino manasvino mantravido sumangalaha kshemanna vindanti vinayadarpanam tasmai subhadra shavase namonam. And all these activities performed, whether it is tapasya, jnana, dana, everything, without offering to Krishna, it is useless. It is of no use. Sarve vedascha yagyascha tapo danani chanagha jiva abhay pradanasya na kurviram kalamapi. So you take all the other Vedic methods which have been given, Veda, Yagya, Tapa, Dana, put everything on one part, and on the other part you put Abhayadan, Jeev Abhay Pradanas, that knowledge which gives fearlessness. Then no Kurviram Kalamapi, this will not even measure a fraction of importance and significance to this. So the process of giving Abhayadan is giving knowledge of bhakti or devotional service. So therefore, if you refer to Bhakti Sandarbha by Jiva Goswami Pad in the Sat Sandarbha, the entire Sandarbha is filled with descriptions about how bhakti is supreme, with references from Bhagavatam. So what is Sandarbhas? Sandarbha is a topic-wise study of Bhagavatam. Sandarbhas are a topic-wise study of Bhagavat. So all those Bhagavatam verses are pulled out and arranged topic-wise. Priti Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha, Krishna Sandarbha, Bhakti Sandarbha, like that. Okay. So therefore now in the next verse he explains, he's saying that now what are the qualities of the speaker of Krishna Katha? In the last three verses he has described, without Harikatha everything is useless. Only Harikatha should be spoken, even if it is not perfect. And without Krishna, all other works and knowledge is useless. So okay, what are some of the qualities for someone to speak Harikatha?
Atho Mahabhag Bhavan Amoghadrek Shuchi Shrava Satyarato Dhridavrataha Urukramasyakhila Bandhamuktaye Samadhinanusmaratad Vicheshtitam.
Okay, so now he is saying in this that if you actually speak Harikatha, it brings liberation. Bandha Muktaye. Those who are bound will be liberated. So what is the nature of pastimes of Lord? What is the nature of Krishna Katha or Krishna Leela? First, it is described, there are five qualities it describes of Krishna Katha, Krishna Leela. Number one, it appears spontaneously, spontaneously in the pure mind filled with devotion, samadhina anusmara, by trance, samadhina anusmara. Number two, it is self-revealing. Thirdly, it is described as infinite. You cannot say that Harikatha is limited, it is infinite. Fourthly, it is most confidential. And fifthly, it is impossible to receive or speak by any other means apart from bhakti. Okay. So here the qualifications of the speaker is described. Amoghadrik means person with pure eyes, pure vision. Shuchishrava is person with pure ears or pure character. So Amoghadrik, vision refers to knowledge and ears refers to character. So good character. So a person with both knowledge and character is important. And Vyasdevji is being glorified by Narad Muni that you are such a personality with high class knowledge and high class character. Amom Badrik Shuchishravaha Satyarato Dhridavrataha. Like that. And Satyarata. Okay, so very important that he's explaining in this particular section that you have not only realized this Krishna Katha, but you also remember it. So Satya Rata means attached mind, devoted to truth. Satya Rata, you are devoted to the absolute truth. And Dhridavrataha means with determined intelligence, determined in vows. Like that. Dhridavrataha. So therefore, determination and attachment is required to remember Harikatha. So one has to be attached to Harikatha and one has to be determined to remember Krishna. Okay, so this is anvaya, positive. The next one is vyatirek. So anvaya means positive concomitance. Vyatirek means negative concomitance. So by negativity, next one, text 14. Tatonyatha kinchana yad vivakshata prathak drishas tat krita rupa namabhi nakarhi chitkva picha dushitamati labheta vatahat naur ivaspadam. Okay, so he says, like a boat beaten by the wind. So when the boat hits the wind, boat is hit by the wind, so the wind just makes the boat move in different directions. So the boat cannot actually move in the proper direction. It just gets confused. So such boats are considered lost in the ocean. They are lost without any specific direction to go to. So therefore, intelligence without a Krishna consciousness is destroyed because of karma and jnana. Karma and jnana without bhakti destroys the intelligence, sinks the intelligence like the wind sinks a boat. Okay, because the mind needs a specific object of attachment and focus. So in the next verse, Narad Muni, Vyasdeva may submit. Oh, I have written Mahabharata also. Mahabharata has many, you know, I have written Mahabharata and many other scriptures to promote scriptures to those who may not like bhakti, but there is an indirect way by which I am bringing them in. People may not directly accept Krishna, they may not directly accept Vedanta, but scriptures like Mahabharata I have written through which people first get what they like. For example, they like politics. They like sex. They like romance. So I have provided all that. So through that, People get connected because I am providing what they like to hear. Once they come in and, you know, they are interested in subjects they like to hear, then gradually I will bring in Bhagavad Gita. That was being glorified yesterday. So, my dear Narad Muni, it is too difficult to preach nowadays. People don't accept direct Krishna Katha. Therefore, my dear Narad Muni, I am doing some bridge preaching. I am doing some indirect preaching. First, giving them what they like, and then once they are attracted to what they like, then I will give them what they need. How do you like my strategy? Narad Muni says, nonsense. That is the next verse. How your indirect bridge preaching is bogus. Jugupsitam dharma kratenu shasatah swabhavaraktasya mahan vyatikrama yatvakyato dharma iti tarosthito namanyate tasya nivaranam jana. So, I think Niranjan Maharaj and myself were discussing, and Niranjan Maharaj said, I was telling him, you know, this is bridge preaching. And Niranjan Maharaj said, the problem with bridge preaching is you never cross the bridge. And the other problem is those on the bridge jump down. And the one who has created the bridge may cross the other side of the bridge. You know, not this side, but that side. He has created the bridge for bringing the others, but he goes to another side. So here he is saying, Jugupsitam. Jugupsitam means verily condemned. Dharma krite anushasata. People are inclined, swabhava raktasya. Right, they are inclined to enjoy, and you have provided them various bona fide ways of enjoyment through your dharma business. So many ways they can enjoy in the name of Vyasdeva. Why? This is Vedic. Hey, you are having sex. Hey, Kama Sutra is Vedic. What I am doing is Vedic Dharma. What is problem? So by putting everything in the Vedic house, you have given everyone so much of opportunity to justify. So rationalization means use of intelligence in the service of false ego. Use of intelligence in the service of false ego. So everyone gets opportunity to now rationalize. Yeah, this is what Vyasadeva is saying, I am doing. What can I say? So he is chastising him for this. Your intention is correct, the result is injury to people. They take restrictions as sanctions. The problem is that restrictions are taken up as sanctions. These are restrictions, but people take it as sanctions. Okay. So therefore, now in the 16th verse, having described both the positive and negative, he then mentions, like just like for meat eating also, so many people, somebody asked Prabhupada, I heard Lord Ram ate meat in the forest, because Kshatriyas are allowed to eat meat according to Vedas. So Prabhupada said, Ram can eat the whole universe, including you. Krishna could drink the whole forest fire, right? So is it one of the items you offer in bhoga? Fire. So what Lord can do, you cannot imitate. So one of the most common arguments in India. Sir, I eat meat. Why? I am Kshatriya. But what are you doing? I am having chai business. What Kshatriya you are, yaar? Hum Kshatriya hain. Kshatriyon ko allowed hai maas khana. So much of confusion and hodgepodge is created. So therefore, Narad Muni is condemning Vyasadeva. Why have you know diversified so much? So then in the next verse, he actually comes to the point. Vichakshano syarhati veditum vibhoho ananta parasya nivrittita sukham pravartamanasya gunairanatmana tato bhavan darshaya cheshtitam vibhoho. So Vyasadeva is objecting. Away, 5 minutes. Okay. So Vyasadeva is objecting. Are, but if you directly glorify Krishna and give Harikatha, so you have to continue. I'm leaving in few minutes. Very important point is saying, are, what will happen? How will people directly understand this hi-fi subject matter? People are low level. The description is high level. For their purpose, I have come down low and mention all these other things in Vedas. And directly if someone speak Harikatha, how will they understand? Is it not logical that we should give as per gradations? So Narad Muni is mentioning Vichakshana. Don't worry. There is a class of people who are very expert, who are very discerning, who know dud ka dud, pani ka pani, who can actually discriminate between reality and illusion. You speak this for them. Veditum vibho ananta parasya. They understand the unlimitedness of Krishna. This vichakshana category understand how the Lord is pravartamanasya. Lord is existing now. They can understand that gunair anatmanaha, Krishna has a body beyond the gunas. He has a body of Satchidananda. So there is a class of vichakshana which exists, and pure Bhagavatam must be spoken for such vichakshanas. It is your duty to speak this Bhagavatam for them. Like that. So naturally then he may give some objection. Right, as in verse 3.26, like that. So, you can come. So, Gauranga Darshan Prabhu will continue from verse 17. So, thank you very much. Anand Piramal is coming for the Thana project. He wants to see how we have built this temple here. So, I have to just receive him and take care of him. So, Gauranga Darshan Prabhu will continue.
16 is done, right?
17.
So this is just 1 minute notice. So please, very well.
त्यक्त्वा स्वधर्मं चरणाम्बुजं हरेर् भजन्न प्रक्वोऽथ पतेत्यतो तदीन् यत्र क्व वा भद्रमभूदमुष्य किम् को वार्थ आत्तो भजतां स्वधर्मतः.
One who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage. Yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything. So, here Narada Muni is giving this explanation that so far Vyasadeva is just trying to present that we have made a provision that all people can come, that bridge preaching that Gauramra was mentioning. But here Narada Muni is directly glorifying devotional service. Right? If one takes up to direct devotional service, even if he falls down at an immature stage, there is no danger. He will attain ultimately success. But if it is a non-devotee, although he is properly engaged in occupational duties, as some of your literature may suggest, still he doesn't gain anything. So this is an important verse that Prabhupada quotes several times. So in the purport, Prabhupada is mentioning Every man is duty bound, either to parents or family or society or country, humanity, demigods or great philosophers, all that. So as even 11th canto also says, Prabhupada quotes in somewhere in the first canto purports, first chapter of Bhagavad Gita purports. Once you take shelter of Mukunda, then Devarshi Bhutapta Runam Pitrunam, so you are relieved of all those debts. So Prabhupada is bringing out that thing, that scriptures mention one can relinquish all such duties by surrender and service unto the Supreme Lord. Right? If you serve and surrender unto Krishna, then one will be relieved of all the debts that he may be having by default. Just by taking birth as a human being, he will be having so many debts towards parents, family, society, demigods. He will be relieved of all of it just by performing devotional service. And even after surrender, fall downs, one may fall down by undesirable association. So Prabhupada gives the examples of Bharat Maharaj, Chitraketu, Ajamil. So Ajamil did some devotional service in the beginning, but just by seeing some interaction of a prostitute, he had to fall down. But finally, he was saved. Then Chitraketu, he committed a small offense. He gave a feedback to Lord Shiva. In the 6th canto purports, Prabhupada mentions that Chitraketu had a tinge of pride that he could attempt to give a feedback even to Lord Shiva in the assembly of great sages. So, because of that, although Shiva was considering that he is my like comrade, we can joke like this, but Parvati took that offense and he was cursed by Mother Parvati. Then Bharat Maharaj, then he became a deer. But in all these cases, Bharat Maharaj, he went up to Bhava level. So Krishna, whenever such small fall downs may happen, Krishna wants to give a certain lesson that don't be proud of your devotional service. Fall down can happen at any stage. Then Krishna is also giving us a hope that don't worry, if you have practiced devotional service once, I will come and protect you. Although Bharat Maharaj had to come as a deer, his consciousness of being a devotee was always protected. Right? He was given a punishment, definitely, for his distracted devotional service. But he was actually protected in his consciousness, right? And Prabhupada mentions in the fifth canto purports that why Lord does like this? Or he went to bhava stage just because he got attached to a deer. And he has to become a deer. Can that be applied? Right? Whatever Ramyam Vabhisvaran Bhavam Tejasdhande Kalevaram, right? Whatever consciousness. That formula is applied there. But Prabhupada writes a nice point that Krishna will give that kind of extreme punishment to some devotee to increase his eagerness for enhanced devotional service. That is the reason why Krishna had to do that. So basically, Narada Muni is reassuring that if you are doing devotional service, even if there is some slip or fall down, again you are reinstated in one's position like that. So still he will never forget the lotus feet of Krishna to surrender. Even Gajendra also has a similar example. Right? That's why Prabhupada writes in the 8th canto purports, Gajendra episode, that you try to memorize some prayer. So Narsingh mantra, so some mantra, Brahma Samhita, we have so many mantras, you try to memorize some prayer. That will save you someday or the other, in some life or the other. So Gajendra memorized some prayer when he was Indradyumna king, he memorized some prayer and that was, he could recollect it. The next day, next life. Right? Even after leading life of an elephant for several years. Then 16, 17 is done, 18. Tasyaiva heto prayate tako vidom nalabhyate yad bhramatam apuryadam tallabhyate dukkhavadanyata sukham kalena sarvatra gabhira ramhasam. Persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, down to Patala. As far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in due course of time. Just as in course of time, we obtain miseries even though we do not desire them. So, nobody wants miseries, still they come. Similarly, happiness also will come. In 7th canto also, this theme is elaborated. Right? So, Prabhupada is writing, one may make various endeavors for sense enjoyment through trade, politics and many other means. Right? But the law of the Supreme, so one may endeavor from his side to get some enjoyment. Right? But there is a law that different places are meant for different grades of living entities according to their work. Right? So, one may do some lot of good work and one may attain great positions. Right? But a philosophically inclined person, he is not tempted by change of positions. He would try to get permanent life of bliss and knowledge. So, one may endeavor for sense enjoyment in various realms and various ways of leading life and in various places, right? But an actually intelligent person, philosophically inclined person, will not be tempted by just, you know, changing his job profiles or changing his geographical locations in the 14 planetary systems to get happiness. But he wants to just end this transmigration cycle of birth and death, going from this planet and that planet. He just want to end it by performing devotional service. Right? So the happiness that we get is temporary here. Misery is also. Right? The features of material life, two features of material life, Prabhupada says, are miseries and mixed happiness. Right? So these miseries and happiness are there down right from Brahmaloka till dogs and hogs and insects life. So the conclusion is that one cannot reduce his miseries or increase his happiness in the material world. You may endeavor, right? One may endeavor, but the reduction of miseries or increasing of happiness will not be possible so much. One just has to endeavor to try to go back to God. That is the mission of human life. Like that. Let's see what Chakravarti Pad has to say in this. Okay. Chakravarti Bhat gives a comment on the state of a failed devotee. By remembering his previous state of bliss from remembering the Lord, and also remembering his present state of distress from not remembering the Lord, he repents. Oh, what I have foolishly done, let that be. I will not again abandon worship of the Lord. So, when a devotee falls down, this is in reference to the previous verse also. When a devotee falls down from his position in devotional service, when he gets distracted from the path of devotional service, what could happen is, because he has, by Krishna's mercy, he will have remembrance of his previous practice devotional service. Right? So by remembering that, and by remembering his current distress of not practicing devotional service, by remembering his previous practice of devotional service, then again he will be reinstated. Okay, I will not again abandon worship of the Lord, I will continue like that. And bhakti gives taste even in beginning stages also, as we must have experienced. Then, now from 20th, till now Narada Muni glorified devotional service till 19th verse. So from 20th verse, Narada Muni is teaching about the Lord directly. Idam hi vishvam bhagavan ivetaro yato jagatsthana nirodha sambhavaha taddhi svayam veda bhavam sthathapite pradesha matram bhavatah prasaditam pradarshitam. 19 we skipped. I'm sorry. Navaijano jatu kathan janarvajen mukunda sevyan vadanga samsritam smaran mukundang hripaguhanam punar vihatumichen narasagrahojana. My dear Vyasa, even though a devotee of Lord Krishna sometimes falls down, somehow or other, he certainly does not undergo material existence like others. Because a person who once relished the taste of the lotus feet of the Lord can do nothing but remember that ecstasy again and again. So, we discussed already. Yeah, we discussed Prabhupada's comments. Prabhupada gives in this purport one nice analogy, like the beloved son of an orphan. Beloved son of a rich man. A rich man is there, he has a son, and he always has the habit of leading life opulently. Right? When he leaves his father and goes outside and living the life of a pauper beggar, then if he has the remembrance of his opulence in when he was with his father, he will always try to reconnect with his father. So like that. So basically we forgot our opulence of being in association of Krishna. Devotees and Prabhupada and Acharyas and scriptures are reminding us, right, that you are actually supposed to be with Krishna, enjoying happiness with him by serving him. So just go back. So by the reviving that remembrance, we need to, we'll be reinstated in our position. That's why hearing is very important. Right. Then 20 we recited the verse. I'll read the translation. The Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, is himself this cosmos, and still he is aloof from it. From him only has this cosmic manifestation emanated. In him it rests, and unto him it enters after annihilation. Your good self knows all about this. I have given only a synopsis. So Vyasadeva is not unaware of the details of creation and the position of the Supreme Lord, right? But although he is very great, he didn't directly glorify the pastimes of Supreme Lord, and Narada Muni is bringing him back. As in the beginning Gauranga Prabhu said, however advanced one may be, there is always a scope for, you know, getting disturbed or distracted and not performing things up to the mark. So we always need the help of a senior devotee to just reinstate in our proper status. Right? Prabhupada is writing in this purport, leaves or branches are also tree, but tree is not leaves or branches. Basically, Narada Muni is making a point about the Supreme Lord here, that Supreme Lord himself is the cosmos, right? But leaves and branches are also tree, right? But tree is not leaves and branches. Body as a whole unit is not hands or legs. I mean, if you say leg or hand, it has to be identified as a part of body, right? It can't just be called body. So that way, Lord himself is cosmos. And there are some details in the purport, you could see them. Purport Chakravarti says, I spoke little, but it can be expanded by the mercy of the Lord. So Narada Muni is coming, giving some hints, and he is asking synopsis, and he is asking Vyasadeva to just elaborate them, right, more vividly. So he is giving a zip file, you unzip it. That is Narada Muni's indication.
Tamatma atma namave yamohadruk parasya pumsah paramatma nahkalam ajam prajatam jagatah shivayata mahanubhava bhyudayodhi gantyatam.
So your goodness has perfect vision. You yourself can know the Supreme Personality of Godhead because you are present as the plenary portion of the Lord. So Narada Muni himself is, like as you wrote in your exams, he is the avatar of Supreme Lord. He is one of the part of incarnation. He is like Shaktyavesh avatar, Bhakti Shakti, right? So Vyasadeva is also literary incarnation of God. So here one incarnation of Godhead is remaining another incarnation of the Godhead to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So although you are birthless, you have appeared on this earth for the well-being of all people. How? By spreading the glories of Krishna. Please, therefore, describe the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, more vividly. So this is the solution. Describe the transcendental pastimes of Krishna more vividly. So far you haven't done it, now you do it. So I remember in Prithumara's prayers, how this description, hearing the descriptions or studying the descriptions of the pastimes of Krishna is so important, especially when glorified by devotees. If you see, what does he say? Sa uttama shloka mahan mukhachito bhavat padam boja sudha kananila. Smritim punar vispurta tattva vartmanam kuyogi namno vitaratyalam valai. So Prithu Maharaj is praying like this towards the Supreme Lord. Sa uttama shloka mahan mukhachito means mahan are the great devotees. Sa uttama shloka mahan mukhachito means the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as delivered from the mouth of his pure devotees. Right? If one hears it. Right, so uttama shloka mahan mukhachito vidha bhavat padam boja sudha kananila. What is the potency of hearing from a pure devotee when the vibrations, sound vibrations in glorification of the Lord are emanating from the mouth of a pure devotee? They carry the saffron dust particles of the Supreme Lord. They always carry the Supreme Lord in their hearts, and the dust particles of Supreme Lord are being delivered from their mouth. And what is the effect of that? Smritim punar vismrita tattva vartmana. And the remembrance of our original constitutional position will come out. Right? We will be reminded of our original constitutional position as a servant of the Supreme Lord. So that is the effect of hearing from pure devotees. Right? So all conditioned souls. Now it is about conditioned souls. If they are conditioned souls, they will hear about the Supreme Lord from pure devotees or Vyasadeva from Bhagavatam and then remember their original constitutional position. If they are already pure devotees, they are not contaminated souls anymore. They relish just by discussing Krishna Katha. Right? So that's why here Narada Muni is bringing us to the point of glorification of Krishna as a solution to all problems. You see, no canto in Srimad Bhagavatam is devoid of the glorification of Krishna Katha. So Krishna Katha is one part, pastimes of Krishna. And there is glories of Krishna Katha. Right? Every canto of Bhagavatam, somewhere or the other chapter, most prayers of Bhagavatam just glorify the process of Sravanam and Kirtanam. Right? So here Narada Muni is asking Vyasadeva to glorify Krishna directly. 21. So he is this, now Vyasadev is not supposed to be dependent on a spiritual master. He himself is a spiritual master of everyone. He is an acharya, right? So he taught this by his own conduct, that one should have a spiritual master. So Narada, Vyasadev has the ability of being spiritual master of everyone. What is Narada Muni saying here? Although you are birthless, you have appeared in this earth for the well-being of all people. So he is plenary portion himself. So Vyasadev, being an incarnation of the Lord, doesn't need a spiritual master. He has the capacity of being the spiritual master of everyone. Still, by his example, he is showing everyone that everyone has to accept a spiritual master. Narada Muni doesn't need a spiritual. Vyasadeva doesn't need a spiritual master, still he is accepting the indications or instructions of another spiritual master, Narada Muni. Right? So everyone has to do it. Even Krishna, when he comes down, he also accepts spiritual master. Ram accepts spiritual master. Right? Spiritual master is very important element in our devotional service. Oh, Prabhupada writes that. Ram, Lord Chaitanya also accepted. Former spiritual masters. That is the theme of Prabhupada's purport. Accepting a spiritual master is necessary for everyone.
Idam hi pumsas tapasas srutasya va svishtasya suktasya ca buddhi dattayo avichyatartha kavibhir nirupito yaduttama shloka gunanu varnanam.
So Narada Muni is further glorifying Krishna Katha, like in 21. So you glorify Krishna's pastimes. Yad uttama shloka guna anu varnanam. He is just giving it here. What is that? Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement in knowledge, namely austerities, study of Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns and charity, and culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry, means Uttama Shloka. So one may do so many things, but if he ends up glorifying Krishna by doing it, then it's worth doing it. Like that. That's what second chapter verses also say. All are of useless labor. Shrama eva hi kevalam. Shrama eva hi kevalam. Right? If they do not end up in glorification of Krishna. Right? Art, science, philosophy, physics, chemistry, economics, politics, etc. All are branches of knowledge. Should be wholly and solely applied in the service of the Lord. Right? If it is not related to devotional service, then they are not of much use. Right? Prabhupada is giving other points also, that if you are a painter, you can paint Krishna's images. Right? And if you are a poet, you can glorify Krishna in your poetry. Right? If you are a writer, you write articles. Right? You can write articles for our website. Then fiction writers, poets. So all these propensities can be very much detailed in Krishna's service. That is the point Prabhupada is making. That is the whole theme of the purport. So advanced people are eager to understand the absolute truth through medium of science. Therefore, scientists should endeavor to prove existence of the Lord on scientific basis. So all knowledge not engaged in the service of the Lord is but nescience. All knowledge not engaged in Krishna's service is but nescience. So these are some points that Prabhupada is making. So everything should culminate in glorifying the Lord. So now glorification of the Lord, I just remember, glorification of the Lord, as Brahmaji says in the 10th canto of prayers, should be done with body, mind and words. Right? So with words one can glorify the Lord. Right? But with, he says, with one's mind also one can glorify the Lord. Oh, by constantly remembering the glories of the Lord, that's one way. But with one's actions also one can glorify the Lord. Right? One example I remember from His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj's class. If you remember, Bhrigumani goes in the 10th canto somewhere towards the end, this pastime comes. Bhrigumani goes to test the three deities, right? Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. Now he goes to Brahmaji. Brahma exhibits anger. Right? Now he didn't exhibit anger. He doesn't respond to Bhrigumani's presence. Then Shiva, Lord Shiva, when Bhrigumani goes there, Lord Shiva becomes angry. Right? So Bhrigumani just offends him and Shiva becomes angry. So Maharaj was making a point. It's not that Shiva did not have the ability to control himself from anger. Right? He had the ability at that time, but still he purposefully exhibited anger so that Vishnu can be proved as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So by his action of exhibiting anger towards Bhrigumani, Shiva is glorifying Krishna. Right? And even in Mohini Murthy episode we see 8.12, there Shiva was bewildered, thoroughly embarrassed, humiliated in front of his own devotees by Mohini Murthy. And at the end of the whole thing, Shiva says that, see, my Lord is so great, he can bewilder even me. You are Maya, you are directly my wife, you could not do anything to me. Right? Krishna had to exhibit his Yogamaya potency to bewilder me. Right? So Krishna is so great. So his point is, Krishna is so great that he can bewilder me, although his wife Durga could not bewilder. So even by getting bewildered also they are glorifying Krishna. Even by exhibiting anger also great devotees glorify Krishna. So by actions, by words, by mind, one should always glorify Krishna. So that all our actions, everything should culminate in glorification of Krishna. That's what Narada Muni is making this point. So from 23 onwards, Narada Muni gives his own case study. So far he said he glorified devotional service, he glorified Bhagavan. Now he is giving an example of his own story. What was the story? 23 to 31 is the story of Narada Muni.
Aham puradita bhave bhavam mune. Dasyastu kasyaschana vedavadinam. Nirupito balaka eva yoginam. Susrushane pravrishi nirvivikshatam.
Oh Muni, in the last millennium I was born as the son of a certain maidservant engaged in the service of the Brahmanas who were following the principles of Vedanta. When they were living together during the 4 months of the rainy season, I was engaged in their personal service. So that's how Narada Muni is narrating his previous life. So few points from Prabhupada's purport. Service of the Lord begins with service of bona fide servants. So Narada Muni became a devotee ultimately. Now he is standing as a pure devotee in front of Vyasadeva. But how did this happen? In the previous life, Narada Muni served some Bhaktivedantis. He was narrating that story. So Prabhupada is saying, service to the Lord begins with service to the Lord's bona fide servants. Then, second point. Service to a devotee is more valuable than service of the Lord. And one has to serve spiritual master who is a bona fide, transparent, via medium between the Lord and the living entity. Right? One can attain the Lord not directly but through serving the spiritual master. He is a bona fide representative, he is a transparent via medium. Then Lord consents to reveal himself in proportion to the service rendered. Yethamam prabhajyanti tam tadeva bhajamyam, that is there. In proportion to the service one renders, Lord reveals himself. Like that. Then, next, fifth point. utilization of human energy in service of the Lord is the progressive path of salvation. Again, Prabhupada, you see so much consistency in his words with Bhagavatam and with his own words in the previous purports. Utilization of human energy in service of the Lord is the progressive path of salvation. Means you may be having so many skills, so many inclinations. If you dovetail them in service of the Lord, then you will progress on the path of self-realization. Right? Then sixth point, he says, expert spiritual master guidance is required for whole world, right? So that people can reach spiritual abode. Like that. Now, next verse. Timaya peta khila cha paler bhake. Dante dhrita kridana kenu vartini. Chikrah krupam yadya pitulya darshana. Susrushamane munayolpa bhashini. Although they were impartial in nature, by nature, those followers of the Vedanta blessed me with their causeless mercy. As far as I was concerned, so Narada Muni was giving his own qualities here. One, I was self-controlled. Second, I had no attachment for sports, and even though I was a boy, right? In addiction, I was not naughty, and I did not speak more than required. Alpa bhashini. Then, what is it? Dhrita Arbhake Chapale means, although he was a boy, he didn't have inclination to play sports. Even Prahlad Maharaj was also like that. So, except Prahlad Maharaj and Narada Muni, and all children have an inclination to play. Right? You see our congregation kids, so many playing all the way. So, Prabhupada is writing in the purport that there are three subject matters of Vedas. One, to establish the relation of living entities with Supreme Personality of Godhead. Two, to perform relative duties in devotional service. Three, to achieve the ultimate goal of life, which is going back to Godhead. This is basically Sambandha, Abhidaya and Prayojan. So these are the subject matter of spiritual literature. Prabhupada gives some more things about Varnashram, that a 5-year-old child is sent to Guru's ashram to become a brahmachari. So now at 25-year-old we become brahmachari. Right. So irresponsible life of sense enjoyment is unknown to a person who is leading a Vedic life. Yeah. So, yeah, successful family planning means to beget a perfect child, Prabhupada writes. Okay. Prabhupada is basically elaborating on Varnashram Dharma and how a living entity, a child, a human being from childhood is properly trained in Vedic culture in those days. Then what happened to Narada Muni in the 25th verse is, he got the opportunity to take the Maha of all these devotees. Uchishtalevan anumodito dvijayi. Sakritsma bhumje tadapasta kilbisha. Evam pravrittasya vishuddha chetasa. Tad dharma eva atmaruchi prajayate. Once only by their permission, I took the remnants of their food. And by so doing, all my sins were at once eradicated. Thus being engaged, I am purified in heart. And at that time, the very nature of the transcendentalist became attractive to me. So by taking the remnants of food of a devotee, it has a very purifying effect. So this Mahaprasadam and Mahamahaprasadam means Maha of Lord and devotees also, that is very much glorified in Chaitanya Charitamrita in several episodes. Bhakta Padadhuli, Bhakta then Uchishta, Bhakta Padajal and remnants. right? These three are very sacred items in relation to a devotee. And Prabhupada is saying that infections in a good sense are infectious in a good sense as infectious diseases. Remnants of pure devotees may be taken even without permission. So now here Narada Muni took remnants with permission. So but you can take without permission also. That's what Prabhupada says. So be cautious of pseudo devotees, but don't take anybody's maha. That is cannot be called maha if he is not a devotee. Right? Pseudo devotees. Neophyte becomes enriched with transcendental qualities if he takes the Mahaprasadam of a devotee. Right? And what are the neophyte becomes enriched with qualities by taking the Mahaprasadam of a devotee. What are the qualities? One, he gets attraction to holy name. Right? And holy name and fame and quality pastimes means he gets attracted to the Supreme Lord's attributes. Second, to imbibe taste of pure devotion always in transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. So these are the effects. So to get attracted and to imbibe taste. First, initial attraction to Lord's opulences will happen. Then he will have actual taste for pure devotion. Like that. And another effect is, by doing that, by taking the Mahaprasadam of a devotee, one not only gets attracted to the Supreme Lord, his attraction to material activities also will be slackened gradually. Right. And once, after elimination of sins, one can have attraction, steadiness, all that. So as Narada Muni himself is saying here, self-control, I was relieved of all sins because of that taking their see the second line. Once only by their permission I took the remnants of their food, and by doing so all my sins were at once eradicated. So that is the effect of taking Mahaprasadam. 26.
Tatranvaham Krishna Katha Pragayatam Anugrahena Shravanam Manoratha Manohara Tashradhaya Menupadam Vishranvata Priyasravasyanga Mahabhavadruchi Mama.
O Vyasadev, in that association and by the mercy of those great Vedantists, I could hear them describe the attractive activities of Lord Krishna. And thus listening attentively, my taste for hearing of the personality of Godhead increased at every step. So, what is going to happen to Narada Muni after taking Mahaprasadam of devotees, Prabhupada kind of summarized in the 25th purport only. Right? So, Narada Muni is speaking. Now, so, our Narada Muni means boy, Narada, in his previous life. That boys, in that association, by their mercy, by hearing attentively, his taste for hearing increased day by day. So this string actually matches with what we learnt in second chapter. By association, we get mercy, and we hear, our taste increases. So more or less matches with the whole thing. So Lord's display of pastimes in the material world, Prabhupada is writing here, Lord will display many pastimes in the material world, as we have learnt in third chapter. So many Leela Avataras are there. The purpose of that is, one purpose of that is to attract the living entities back to Godhead. Right. Even in, if you remember, Damodarashtakam, third or fourth verse, Iti Driksva Leela Vin Ananda Kunde Svaghosham Nimajjantam Akhyapantam Tadiyeshi Tragneshu Bhaktair Chizatvam. So by performing so many beautiful pastimes with the Vrajavasis there, Sanatana Goswami writes in his Dika that Krishna in his childhood form is advertising to the whole world. Tadiyeshi Tagneshu. Especially the advertisement is meant for Tadiyeshi Tagneshu. Means those who are attached to Lord's opulences. One who is just so much attached or attracted to Lord's majestic aspect, right, he will not be so much excited by seeing Lord's sweetness in dealings with Brajavasi. Simple dealings. He's just stealing butter and then running away. Right? So that is not very much appreciated by someone who is attracted to the majestic aspect of the Lord. So to advertise to all such people also, Krishna is performing such beautiful activities. Right? So to attract living entities back to Godhead. So now Prabhupada is commenting on this hearing propensity. One who is engaged in histories of mundane people, what will happen? One, everyone has a hearing propensity. He wants to hear something, he wants to discuss something. Right? He is engaged in histories of mundane people. What will happen? He will waste time. Then second, he will be addicted to modes. Two things. Then, if his hearing propensity is engaged in hearing Krishna Katha, pastimes of Krishna, what will happen? He will get spiritual success. Then, he will directly contact Krishna. Then, his sins are cleared. Then fourth, his attraction towards Krishna's features will increase gradually, and he will end up becoming an associate of the Lord also. Just by hearing Krishna Katha, it will take you gradually to becoming an associate of Krishna also. Prabhupada is bringing that different stages. You see, in our childhood, at least in my childhood, I saw the Shivaratri is there, they do some jagran, whole night they stay awake. So whole night, the way of their staying awake is watching some movies. Right? And the next day morning they will come and discuss those movies. That's how they spend. That is their spiritual, mentality of being spiritual. Their devotion to Lord Shiva is by doing jagran, and the process their abhidaya is by watching movies. And all movie theaters in the town would bring extra, would put extra shoes in the night. Right? The hearing propensity or speaking propensity can be best devoted by discussing Krishna's pastimes, not in relation to histories of mundane people. That is the theme of Prabhupada's purport here. 27. Tasmim stada labdha rucher mahamate priyashravasya khilita matirmama yasyahametad sadasad svamayayam pasyemayi brahmani kalpitam pare. Oh great sage, as soon as I got a little taste for the personality of Godhead, my attention to hear of the Lord was unflinching. Right? You get little taste and then it becomes an addiction to hear. And as my taste developed, I could realize that it was only in my ignorance that I had accepted gross and subtle coverings. For both the Lord and I are transcendent. So Prabhupada is writing in the purport that to associate with light means to dissociate with ignorance. Means to associate with light means to dissociate with to darkness. Similarly, to come in contact with the Supreme Lord through the process of hearing means to dissipate the ignorance in our hearts. Like that. Lord and living entity are products of material nature. That is ignorance. What is ignorance? Lord and living entity are products of material nature. That ignorance will be destroyed if one comes in contact with Krishna, especially through hearing, even darshan also. Somewhere in teachings of Lord Kapila, 28th chapter, Lord's lotus feet is glorified. What is that verse? 28th chapter. Ahata mahat hridayandhakaram. By seeing the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, the thick gloom of darkness in the heart, one's heart will be completely eradicated. So there is effect of seeing the Lord. Then by effect of hearing also, the ignorance of seeing the Lord and living entity as products of matter, that is also destroyed. So the gross body and subtle body, when they are engaged in the service of the Lord, by how the gross body is engaged in service of the Lord? By offering obeisances, right, by doing deity worship, by doing some temple cleaning services, right, all that. We were in, I was in TCS earlier, so then we came to TCS. From TCS to TCS, temple computer services again later. So you do that thing. Then, but the subtle body is purified by engaging in hearing, thinking and chanting. The gross body is purified by offering obeisances, doing some cleaning work and deity worship. Subtle body is purified by hearing and thinking. And hearing is the highly effective method of being attracted to the love of personality of Godhead. If you see many prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam, many personalities, Dhruva Maharaj's prayer, if you see, or Prithu Maharaj's prayers, Pracheta's prayers, or Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, they are always praying for an opportunity to hear Krishna Katha in the association of devotees. Common theme amongst all the prayers of great devotees is to get an opportunity to hear Krishna Katha. This being aspect by pure devotees also, even after seeing the darshan of the Lord. Okay, hearing is highly effective, Prabhupada says. Then, 28.
Ittham sharat pravrishyaka vritu harer Vishranvato menu savam yasomalam Sankirtyamanam munibhir mahatmabhir Bhakti pravrittatma rajastamopaha.
Thus, during two seasons, the rainy season and autumn, I had the opportunity to hear that great soul sages constantly chant the unadulterated glories of the Lord Hari. As the flow of my devotional service began, the coverings of the modes of passion and ignorance vanished. Right? So the lower modes will disappear by hearing Krishna Katha. Verse 28. Prabhupada is saying beautiful point here that this loving service to Krishna is transcendental and it is the natural instinct of everyone. It is dormant in everyone. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Rupa Goswami defines sadhana bhakti as a means to invoke the dormant loving propensity. Right? An example is given that a walking, the potency to walk is already there in the child. Right? So by doing just small steps, so he is just invoking that potency like that. So this bhakti is inherent. All we need to do is the discovering of it. It's a natural instinct. And the process of uncovering it is association and hearing. So the flow of devotional service takes place like the flow of water.
Prabhupada writes, 29th. Shraddhadhanasya balasya dantasya anujarasya cha.
I was very much attached to those sages. I was gentle in behavior and all my sins were eradicated in their service. In my heart I had strong faith in them. I had subjugated the senses and I was strictly following them with body and mind. So Prabhupada is writing very nice purport. These are the necessary qualifications of a prospective candidate who can expect to be elevated to the position of pure unadulterated devotee. So whatever is mentioned in 29th verse, that he was attached to sages, gentle behavior, then sinless, sins are eradicated by doing service, then strong faith, then sense control, then strictly following them by body and mind. So these are all important, necessary qualifications for a prospective candidate who has to do devotional service.
Jnanam guhyatamam yattat sakshat bhagavadotitam anvavochan gamishyanta Kripaya Adina Vatsalaha.
As they were leaving, those Bhaktivedantis who are very kind to poor-hearted souls, Kripaya Dina Vatsala, instructed me in that most confidential subject, which is instructed by the Personality of Godhead Himself. So what the Bhaktivedantis speak is what is already spoken by the Supreme Lord. That's why a bona fide acharya is called a transparent via medium between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. So they repeat what is already spoken, what is already instructed by the Supreme Lord. Right? So they instructed him, Narad Muni, boy. Yeah, Prabhupada is also saying that a pure Vedantist or a Bhakti Vedanta instructs followers exactly according to the instructions of the Lord Himself. Right? So, Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada quotes Bhagavad Gita. He says, Yoga Nashta Parantapa. So, when the transparency is lost, then you can't see. In PowerPoints, you make a text box, you make it transparent, the background or the image behind it is seen. If you don't make it transparent, it's like thick, solid, you can't see what is there behind. So, the more transparent it is, so the more your background is visible. So something like that. A spiritual master is there, he is transparent, means whatever Krishna is instructing, so he will pass it on to the living entity. That's what, and the presentation is according to the way the audience can assimilate. What we read in the fourth chapter, first translation, which I wrote in, you will write today in the exam, aspects of personal realization of a speaker. Ordinary knowledge or any branch of knowledge develops under the knowledge of basically Prabhupada here in this purport is comparing the position of pure devotional service with the lower processes like jnanam. That ordinary knowledge or any branches of knowledge, it can develop, take you up to the knowledge of impersonal Brahman. Right? So once Maharaj makes a point, say speaker is there, if he is speaking from his intelligence, it will reach the intelligence of the audience. Then, if he is speaking from his heart, then it will reach the heart of the audience. Right? If someone presents an intellectual or logical presentation, definitely it will satisfy the intellect. But the heartfelt presentation will penetrate into the hearts more of the audience. So similarly, the way if we approach the Supreme Lord with intelligence, right, through the process of jnana, we will end up in impersonal Brahman only. Prabhupada gives a brilliant example in third canto purports. Milk is there. If you approach the milk through the sense of vision, eyes, you will see it as a white substance. If you approach the milk through the ear, then you will hear the glories of milk, what all proteins it has and all. And if you approach the milk with nose, oh, it has nice sweet fragrance. And if you approach the milk with sense of touch, then you will see it is cold or hot, something like that. But the best way of approaching milk is through tongue. You just drink it, then your body will be nourished, one will become healthy, and you will get all the benefits of the Lord. Similarly, the same Supreme Lord is approached by different people in different ways. Right? But the best way of approaching Him is the Bhakti Marga. Right? If you approach Him through the process of mental speculation, you will see Him as impersonal Brahman. If you approach Him through the meditation or yoga, then you will see Him as super soul. If you approach Him through the process of bhakti, then one can see Him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada says, one can see Him face to face as a person. That is the potency of bhakti. And the Prabhupada brings out that theme here. And 31.
Yenevaham
bhagavato
vasudevasya vedhasa
Mayanubhavam
avidam
yena gacchanti tatpadam.
By that confidential knowledge, I could understand clearly the influence of the energy of Lord Sri Krishna, the creator and maintainer and annihilator of everything. By knowing that, one can return to Him and personally meet Him. See, by knowing that, one can return to him and personally meet him. So, Narada Muni understood the position of Krishna. This is 31. So this is the most confidential knowledge, 30 and 31. Right? What is that? In 30, Narada Muni was given, Narada boy, he was given the confidential knowledge about from the Bhaktivedantis. Then 31 he came to know about the energies of the Lord. One can return to him and personally meet him. So this is the confidential knowledge bestowed by this Bhaktivedantis. So Prabhupada says that by devotional service one will get most confidential knowledge. Right? One will be able to understand different energies of the Supreme Lord. What are different energies? The energies which are manifested in material world, spiritual world and living entities. Tatastha, then Ajyata, Aditya. Internal and external and marginal. So it is Krishna's desire that the conditioned souls who are rotting in the material world should come back to Krishna. That is Krishna's desire. Right? And in the material world, all these people rotting in the material existence are struggling hard for existence to get meager amount of happiness. Right? Somewhere in third canto, Vidura says, Shulla Sukhaya Mahad Dukkham. They experience Mahad Dukkham for getting kshulla sukha, to get a meager amount of happiness. Soham runam kshulla sukhaya dukham mahadkatanam viramayatasya pravartaye bhagavatam puranam yadaha sakshat bhagavan rishibhya. Soham runam kshulla sukhaya dukham means all these living entities, human beings, so they are undergoing tremendous amount of distress to get a meager amount of happiness. So it's not a good, you know, bargain. Right? You just buy one, you know, vada pav or whatever by paying 1 crore rupees, so that is not worth it. Once Krishnanand Prabhu was asked by a new boy that how can you say that there is no happiness in this material world? I experience happiness, right? How can you say that material world is dukkhalayam and all? So Krishnanand Prabhu replied, yeah, definitely there is some happiness. You like Rasgulla? Yes, you like He said, I like Rasgulla. But if I say, the cost of this Rasgulla is 1 crore rupees, will you buy it and eat it? He said, no. Same thing. Material world also gives some happiness, meager amount of happiness, kshulla sukha, but for dukkham is mahat dukkham. So, viramayatasya pravartaye bhagavatam puranam. Bhagavatam is spoken to relieve the living entity, human being, from that miseries. Right? By speaking Bhagavatam, yadaha sakshat Bhagavan Rishibhya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself spoke to, you know, the sages for the upliftment of the conditioned souls who are undergoing tremendous amount of distress just for some meager amount of happiness. Prabhupada is writing that. It is Krishna's desire that all the devotees or the conditioned souls rotting in material world should come back to him. Right? They are struggling hard in material life. Right? But and the pure devotees are assisting the Supreme Lord in this mission of reclaiming the conditioned souls. Right? Pure devotees like Narada Muni or Vyasadeva or Prabhupada, so they are assisting the Supreme Lord, they are represented to the Supreme Lord in his task, in this project of reclaiming the conditioned souls. Okay. Then 32, from 32, the theme changes. We are entering another section. 32 to 40 is Narada Muni is advising Vyasadev. So far Narada Muni presented his story in a very short form. Right? I was a boy, son of a maid servant, and I served the Bhaktivedantis, and I got the tip for the evening and I advanced in devotional service. Now I am Narada Muni, as you are seeing. And Narada Muni is continuing to instruct Vyasadeva. In the next chapter, he actually elaborates the whole story. So here Narada Muni is instructing Vyasadeva to actually glorify the Supreme Lord from 33 onwards till almost the end of the chapter, 40. Amayoyascha Bhutanam. 32.
Etat samo, etat samsuchitam brahmams.
Tapatraya
chikitsaktam. Yadishvare Bhagavati.
Karma
brahmani bhavitam.
O Brahmana Vyasadeva, it is decided by the learned that the best remedial measure for removing all troubles and miseries is to dedicate one's activities to the service of the Supreme Personality Godhead, Sri Krishna. The best remedial measure for removing the troubles and miseries of material existence is service to Krishna. Now, Prabhupada is saying that without sanction of the Lord, there is no remedial measure. No remedial measure can bring peace and tranquility in the society without the sanction of the Lord. Lord is all-pervading, all-powerful, omniscient, omnipresent. So, ultimate sanctioning authority is Supreme Lord. Right? Without His sanction, no remedial measure can bring peace and tranquility. So it doesn't matter. Again, Prabhupada brings up that theme. You don't tell your propensities and inclinations and skills in Krishna's service. So it doesn't matter what one is. He can be a scholar, scientist, philosopher, administrator, politician, businessman, anyone. He can dedicate everything in service of the Lord. He is a scholar, then employ his learning to establish supremacy. All this can be done in Krishna's service. Right? If he has inclination to study, he is a bookworm. Better be a bookworm of Prabhupada's books, like that. Then administrator, he can fight for the cause of the Lord. Example is Arjun. Then businessman, then he can spend his hard-earned money to give some donation to Krishna's service. Lakshmi can be engaged in Narayana's service. That's what Prabhupada says. Best is to get relief from all material activities and engage completely oneself in healing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. So in one line, Prabhupada summarizes what a human being should be doing. You may have so many skill sets, you may have so many resources at your place, right? But what you can do is get relief from material activities. How? By engaging in hearing and service. Engage in service of specific attraction. Okay, fine. 33.
Amayoyascha Bhutanam.
Jayate Yena Subrata.
Tadeva Hyamayam Dravyam.
Punati Chikitsitam.
O
good soul, does not a thing applied therapeutically to a disease which was caused by that very same thing? Something Prabhupada is saying that milk is there. You take so many milk items, sweet, sandesh, this and that, sweet rice, then stomach becomes upset, you may have dysentery. Cure is another milk item, which is curd.
Disorder of bowels cause threefold miseries.
So converting milk into curd means converting material activities into spiritualizing the material activities. Right? And iron is there. If it is made very hot like red, right? The action iron also can act as fire. So Prabhupada, by through this example, he is concluding that the secret of spiritual success is the material conception of a thing is at once changed as soon as it is put into service of the Lord. The material conception of a thing is at once changed as soon as it is put into service of the Lord. It's like someone
has different abilities. Say someone is good at construction, someone is good at computer skills, this and all this can be detailed in Krishna service. That's what Prabhupada is bringing in. 2-3 purports is speaking the same theme. Don't try to lord our material nature. So the idea of spirituality is not becoming detached from everything that is matter, but the more important than that is engaging whatever material assets you may be having in spiritual service of the Lord. Like that. Don't reject material things. Just like Garam was giving this example, right? Essays or whatever, some spiritual personality with a lot of money, like that. Engage that money. So everything is emanation from the Supreme Spirit, Achintya Shakti. We'll learn more about this in the 10th canto, Brahmaji's prayers, that how a pure devotee perceives the connection of everything that he sees, every object that he sees, every person that he sees. He identifies the connection of that with the Supreme Lord and loves it, right? And tries to engage those things in Krishna service, people or objects, and not unnecessarily stay away. But one important thing is knowing our position, so we should not attempt to engage everything that is material in Krishna service. Prabhupada also says that pure devotee sees everything connection with Krishna and engages them in service, that he is always Krishna conscious. So tiger is also an energy of Krishna. That doesn't mean you have to go and embrace the tiger. So we don't have that extent of faith or advancement that we can go and transform a tiger or anything like that. So Lord Chaitanya can make tigers dance like that. So we need to understand where we are, but ultimate understanding is this. Evam ranam kriya yoga. Sarve samsmrishti hetava. Tayevatma vinashaya. Kalpante kalpitapare. Thus, when all a man's activities are dedicated to the service of the Lord, those very activities which cause his perpetual bondage become the destroyer of the tree of work. So what did he say in 33rd verse? That which can cause disease can also become the cure for the disease. Same thing. A man can engage in many activities, material activities, but if he does them according to service of the Supreme Lord, they will become spiritual activities. That is the theme that Prabhupada is elaborating on and Narada Muni is speaking. Right? Fruitive work which has perpetually engaged the living being is compared to banyan tree in the Bhagavad Gita. Right? For it is certainly very deeply rooted. As long as the propensity for enjoying the fruit of work is there, one has to continue the transmigration of the soul from one body to another body. We'll learn more of this theme in Rishabhdev's teachings, 5th canto, 5th chapter. Right? Nayam Deho Dehavajam Raloke, that series. So propensity of enjoyment may be turned to desire to serve Krishna, right? Enjoying propensity can become serving propensity, right? If only the injection of hearing is given by a pure devotee, like that. Way by which one can attain spiritual perfection while engaging in work of neutral, natural tendencies. One may have natural tendency to perform certain things, but they can be detailed in Krishna service. So Prabhupada again summarizes the second chapter, 16 to 22. Right, bhakti, progress of bhakti. We start from adho-shraddha till prema. That comes in this purport again, 34th purport. A summary of it. 35. Yadatra kriyate karma. Bhagavat paritoshanam. Jnanam tad. Jnanam yattad adhinam hi. Bhakti yoga samanvitam. Whatever work is done here in this life for the satisfaction of the mission of the Lord is called bhakti yoga, or transcendental loving service to the Lord. and what is called knowledge becomes a concomitant factor.
Bhakti yoga samanvitam.
So bhakti yoga is greater than karma and jnana. We discussed with that milk example and other things. Or Bhakti Vichara Maharaj came here once and he gave a brilliant example. A train is coming in the on the platform. So when someone is standing on the platform and seeing the train from a very long distance, he may see some smoke only, right? And once the train comes closer to the platform, he may see some bogies here and there. And once he actually enters the train, he will see berths, his berth, co-passengers, so much luggage and all that. So similarly, the same train, depending on where one is standing, is perceived in different ways by different people. So similarly, the same absolute truth is perceived by the living entities depending on their disposition, where they are standing, like that. So what is the process they are using? So bhakti yoga, karma yoga, jnana yoga, all these are there, but karma and jnana are also dependent on bhakti. That's what Prabhupada says. Again, Prabhupada brings out this point. Lord wants us to go back to Godhead. It is Krishna's desire that he wants us to go back to Godhead. Somewhere in the 10th chapter of this canto, Prabhupada writes that Krishna became very happy when Yudhishthira Maharaj was instated on the throne. So when all that Kurukshetra war was over, Yudhishthira Maharaj became the king. Krishna became very happy. What was the reason for Krishna's happiness when a living entity is becoming a king? When his devotee is becoming a king? Because a pure devotee, when he becomes an administrator, so he will spread Krishna consciousness throughout his kingdom. And one of the purposes of Krishna's appearance here is to reclaim all conditioned souls back. And when a king, he becomes a devotee, he is a devotee, then he will spread Krishna consciousness throughout and assist Krishna in reclaiming conditioned souls back. So Krishna's desire is being fulfilled by Yudhishthira Maharaj. So Krishna became happy. It is actually Krishna's desire that all of us go back to Godhead. So the requirement for that is purification from material infection. And how does that purification happen? When work is done to satisfy the Lord, the performer becomes purified. When work is done to satisfy our own self, then we will be entangled. When work is done to satisfy Krishna, then we will be elevated. Like that. This is the attainment of spiritual knowledge. So conclusion is, unalloyed service, specifically hearing and chanting, are simultaneously spiritually enlightened. Then 36th verse.
Kurvana yatra karmani,
Bhagavad chikshaye sakrit,
grananti guna namani,
Krishnasyanusmaranti cha.
This is also a nice important verse.
While performing duties according to the order of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one constantly remembers him, his name and his qualities.
So while serving Krishna, one will be able to remember the qualities of Krishna.
So Prabhupada says that the expert devotees, they try to mold their life so that they will be able to remember Krishna. The presence of Vishnu is compulsory even in demigod worship. In JSD course we are given this example that even if you perform a demigod worship, even if you perform Ganapati Puja, right, before Ganapati Puja you say that all the 12 namas of Vasudev, and after the whole Puja you will say what is that? Huh? Narayana Margin, before that also, what is that? Narayana Ayanta Samarpayami. Whatever I have done, I will give to Narayana. Kayana Vaja Mansendraya Budhyatma.
So all that. Prabhupada gives that theme. Then 37.
Om Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam.
Vasudevaya Dhimahi.
Pradyumnaya Niruddhaya.
Namas Sankarshanayacha.
So
here he is offering obeisances to the Chaturvyuha. Let us all chant the glories of Vasudeva along with his plenary expansions, Pradyumna, Aniruddha and Sankarshan. So Narayana is the primeval cause of all causes, right? This four are Chaturvyuha. Then 38 is about the actual seer.
Iti murtya bhidanena mantra murtim amurtikam yajate yagna purusham sasamyag darshana puman.
Thus is the actual seer who worships in the form of transcendental sound representation the supreme personality of Godhead Vishnu, who has no material form. So one needs to worship the supreme Lord in the form of sound vibration, transcendental sound vibration, like that. As we discussed, smritim punar vismrita tattva vatmanam, what is relevant for us is that will revive our remembrance of our constitutional position when we come in contact with sound vibration, when emanated by pure devotees, like Narada Muni here, then Prabhupada and all other devotees. So present senses are material senses. They are imperfect in realizing the transcendental form of Vishnu, but they are worshipped by sound vibration, via chanting. So murti is form or difficulty. Amurtika means without difficulty. So Prabhupada speaks something about the Pancharatrika system and deity worship, right? How one's senses can be engaged in spiritual service, like that. Then 39.
Imam svanigamam brahman avetya madanushtitam adanme jnanam aishvaryam svasmin bha svasmin bhavam cha keshava.
O Brahmana, thus by the Supreme Lord Krishna I was endowed first with the transcendental knowledge of the Lord as inculcated in the confidential parts of the Vedas, then with the spiritual opulences, and then with his intimate loving service. So the knowledge is bestowed. So communion with Lord by transmission of transcendental sound is non-different from the whole spirit Krishna. Such one-liners Prabhupada is writing. Then gradually Lord reveals his identity who has unflinching faith on Krishna and spiritual master. And without these 10 offenses, one can understand the Vedic literature. So pure devotee is more interested in serving than showing mystical powers dormant in him. Okay. So then one more verse, last verse.
Tvamapyadabharasrutavishrutam vibhoh samapyateye navidam babhushitam pratyahi dukhair muhuradritatmanam sanklesha nirvana mushanti nanyatham.
Please, so concluding, he is concluding. What is my final instruction to you after glorifying sound vibration, after glorifying Krishna, right, and after speaking my story? What am I telling you is, please therefore describe the Almighty Lord's transcendental activities which you have learned by your vast knowledge of the Vedas, for that will satisfy the hankerings of great learned men and at the same time mitigate the miseries of the masses of common people who are always suffering from material pains. Indeed, there is no way to get out of such miseries. Sanklesha nirvanam ushanti nanyatha. Sanklesha nirvanam, the mitigation of miseries, ushanti nanyatha, one will not be able to come out of these miseries, will not happen by any other means, na anyatha. Only way is glorification of Krishna, right? And how you can do it, right? You have the ability to do it, he says. So Narada Muni, from practical experience, definitely asserts that prime solution of all problems of material work is to broadcast very widely the transcendental glories of Supreme Lord. So Krishna Katha, doing Krishna Katha and broadcasting it is the prime solution for all problems. one needs great conviction to make such a statement. Prime solution of all problems of material work is to broadcast very widely the transcendental glories of Supreme Lord. So there are four classes of men, artho, jignasa, artha, arthi. Right? So simply addicted to, so the good men are there and there are bad men also. Right? So Prabhupada gives those things from Bhagavad Gita. Right? So Narada's advice is to describe the glories of the Lord just to do good to all eight classes of people. Whether you are artho, jignasa, artha, arthi, or what is that next verse? Maya, prahata, jnana, whatever. So your Narada's advice is you discuss glories of Krishna. When you come in contact with glories of Krishna, then the upliftment of the human society will automatically happen. So, Grintharaya Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Questions, I'll give, you can recite shlokas and then write exam. By the time I'll give questions. But if there are any corrections, Prabhuji just called and come. Embrace to sit in front of Prabhuji and Prabhuji. Any corrections are there, feedbacks you can just.
Namo Devasudeva.